So where are we now?
We are walking to the base of Food Hotel that will take us to the upper mountain of Squaw.
Okay, here we go. This is cool. So what's the best direction to sit?
Well, we'll be headed up this way, so this will probably this
the way we're sitting
here.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. So tell us, what is it that makes this particular lift unique?
Well, I would say the Food Hotel is unique in itself that it's our main transport to Upper Mountain, our quickest way to get up there. You can take the tram. It holds a lot more people, but it runs every 20 minutes versus constantly. And it's a good scene. It's a good vibe in here when it's packed and everyone's got their skis and smiles on and everyone's fired up to go skiing. It's a really good place to be. Kind of feels like a packed bus.
Yeah.
Packed bus of Stoke.
Yeah. Packed bus of Stoke, I like that. Energized to hit the mountain.
Yeah.
What? So tell me about the drought and how that's how the drought's impacted the resort and sort of what the philosophy is in dealing with water management, how that's shifted your water management philosophy, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, actually, you know, it's been a huge issue in the last few years. Just being really conscious of what we're using. We've expanded our snowmaking pond up at Gold Coast by 3 inches, which seems nominal, but that actually is pretty big. And by doing so, we can capture and store more water. And all that water is actually reused. We don't take from the domestic supply. We share that with the resort at Squaw Creek. They use it for their golf course in the summer, and we use it for our snowmaking in the winter. In terms of water conservation, kind of kicked off our bottled water initiative. There's no reason to transport water here, especially when we have great tasting water. So that kind of married with it, but that's not necessarily a huge water conservation project. Some things that we have done around here, just investing into our snowmaking system. This has been a really big thing for us in the last few years. This last year, we actually installed over 20 new HKD fan guns, and what those do is they actually use less water and energy and produce the same amount of snow. So
wow, fan guns, it's pretty high tech.
Yeah, they actually do a great job. And in these drought years, we've actually really needed to rely on our snowmaking system just so we can access the lower mountain. And you know, it's California temperatures, it's sunny, it's bright, and you know, the snow will melt.
Yeah, right.
So having that solid snowpack is huge for us, and getting a good base and making sure you can access the lifts is huge.
Yeah, it's key. I mean, you think about, you know, our environment, and this is one place where it's so clear. Mm-hmm. You know, if we don't have a winter, you can't really enjoy skiing.
No, it's bad. So it's really nice that, you know, we are experiencing a wonderful season, actually above normal. This much snow this early on is awesome to see, and it's definitely helping our reservoirs. Some of our last storms have definitely filled up Tahoe, but you can really see the effects of the drought just by the water line up at Tahoe and see how low it's gotten. And we have a few years for recovery, but I think everyone is very in the mindset to conserve water. And I mean, that takes effect at our restaurants, and you have to request water, and it's not just provided.
Right.
So things like that, small steps.
It's huge. So what would you say are some of the key sustainability initiatives, other than what you've mentioned, that are unique here at Squaw?
Energy efficiency is definitely something that we're always focused on. It's kind of behind the scenes, but taking, removing that drain from the power supply. I mean, electricity is the number one contributor in greenhouse gas emissions in the U.S., and really just reducing how much we need in terms of electricity is huge, and that goes from snowmaking to our lifts to our buildings. So we've done lighting retrofits in 2013, which significantly reduced a lot of our electricity just by switching from incandescent to LEDs. We've also done our boiler upgrades, which they're just more efficient. A lot of them are from the 60s, and we're not the most efficient technology, and now by just upgrading the system, it's just like a washer and dryer. If it's more efficient, less drain for electricity, and there's savings cost-wise and also for the environment.
So do you feel, or are you guys experiencing a sense that, you know, people that come, that travel, that, you know, knowing that they're staying at a very environmentally friendly resort, is that something that is a is an added benefit to their experience.
I think absolutely it's an added benefit. I mean, I think it's a benefit for everyone in the world to see people like trying to lead the charge and being sustainable. I mean, you can't be 100% sustainable. It's not really attainable. However, you can be more environmentally conscious, and that's really what we're trying to do here. And we're just trying to do it in bits and pieces as much as we can and what's financially feasible for our company. And, you know, we have a great CEO that's really leading the charge, and it's wonderful to have his support. And I think that there's a lot of things that we still can do in terms of, you know, hydroelectric, solar. We're looking at solar and storage to offset some of our energy needs. And that would be huge, because if we have a situation where, you know, we have power down, we can still run our lifts and things like that. So there's a lot of things we're looking into. Hydroelectric, like I mentioned, smaller scale projects like that. They might not offset the entire footprint of our, or what we need, but it will definitely help every little bit.
Tell me briefly about your bottled water program.
So Drink Mountain Tap is something that we came up with last year, and it's taken about 8 months to roll out. And it started with just, hey, let's be a little bit more sustainable, and what's something that we can easily tackle and remove from our resort. And I just felt bottled water was that product. When we have great tasting water here in the Tahoe region, and a lot of our employees and just people that live here really already embrace the reusable items, and you know, whether that be your coffee cup or water bottle. And I just wanted to share that with our guests, and I think that it's a great opportunity to, when they're up here in the mountains, and just remind them how beautiful our environment is and that we need to take care of it. And so by doing so, we're going to be removing 28,000 bottles, single-use bottles, every year, and that's huge. And so in 10 years, that will add up.
And for you, I mean, your background, you know, what brought you to the mountain? Tell us a little bit about, you know, sort of your inspiration for being here, doing the work, great work you're doing.
Yeah, I grew up skiing, and so I think every skier can relate. You know, once you're a skier, you're always a skier, and the mountains just call you home. And I just want to leave an impact on some mountains that really have impacted me and shaped who I am as an individual. And I think sharing this with our future generations is also really important, and making sure that they have winters and great pow days and things like that. And you know, bottled water is not going to change the course of climate change, but it will get people to start rethinking their habits. And I think that that was the main message with this particular project, Drink Mountain Tap, is just to really get people to rethink single-use items on their daily basis. And you know, if we can reduce waste, we can reduce CO2 emissions, and you know, it's a snowball effect. And yeah, I think being a skier just really ties you to the environment, and everyone can, I think, relate to that.
Yeah, I thought it was really cool, the POW program. Tell us just a little bit about that. Patagonia is obviously doing great work, and it's fun to be able to come and shop at an eco-friendly ski shop, you know, as
yeah,
well as skiing at Green Mountain.
We'll protect our winners, POW. They are leading the charge in advocacy for climate change, and they have grouped together some of our professional snowboarders and skiers and other mountain enthusiasts of the world, and they're really trying to push legislation to really care about our climate and get people to switch from, you know, coal-based energy to renewables and things like that, because it's really going to have a huge effect on our future.
Yeah.
If once we do that, like I said, electricity is the largest contributor to greenhouse gases, with transportation being the next. And you know, focusing on what we can do on a bigger scale is really going to have the greatest impact.
Well, I can tell you one thing that impacts me is these views. I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's so high up, and just seeing the tracks like way, way, way up in the little mountain crags.
Yeah,
like, who's going up there? I mean, I'm not raising my hand for that. Somebody's doing it. Yeah. Just gorgeous.
Yeah, we have a great community here, and a lot of great skiers and riders, and our terrain here is really some of the best that you can have, and the views are really second to none.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Oh, goody, I think that's a green slope, I can tell.
Yeah.
I'll be looking for that in a few minutes.